Om Shanti. So we want to talk about decluttering our mind and our life today. So we'll start with a quote from Mahatma Gandhi, who said, "Live simply so that others may simply live." And living simply was a way of being for many cultures in the past, both in the East and the West. And we used to live in harmony with nature. We used to be in those circadian rhythms. And we would only take from the earth that which was absolutely necessary. There was absolute love and respect for Mother Nature. But now, as we live in a consumer society, there is overconsumption and very little recycling. And only now are we really recognizing the truth of Gandhi's wisdom. So living simply was a necessity at some point. But then after the Industrial Revolution, it became a trend. In other words, it became fashionable, which we now call the trend of minimalism. But I would go a step further than that and say that it is absolutely critical and crucial that we live simply, because we are stripping the planet of too much. We're taking too much from the planet than we need. And most of it gets dumped into the ocean or the soil, and we're not creating good karma with the elements. I mean, how easy it is to just, you know, throw that plastic chair or to get new crockery, or it's so easy because prices are so low, the sales are on all the time, and we just think of replacing things all the time when we really should be recycling and being more mindful. That every time I buy something, that means it's hiking that spike of supply and demand. So just to be mindful of what I'm actually taking from the planet. Let's bring it home a little bit and talk about our wardrobe. How many things do we have in our wardrobe that we have not used in the last 2 years? So the professionals say actually that if you haven't used something in 2 years, chances are that you will not be using them again, and so best to give it away. And also they say that if you buy a new piece of clothing, then you should remove one piece from your wardrobe. In other words, as you bring one thing in, one thing has to go out. The same rule of thumb can be applied to the garage or the attic. You know, how many things do we store in our garage or attic just for that rainy day, just in case we might use it or need it? And if you think like that, then it's actually a very insecure way of living, that let's hoard things in case we need them because we may never have them. And it's not a very good attitude to keep. On the contrary, you know, how about living with the attitude that I really have everything I need at the time I need it, and that the universe provides? This is a much better attitude and much more liberating and uplifting and freeing. If you look at the sages and saints, you know, they give up intentionally. They give up things intentionally to have a much more peaceful life. Nobody's feeling sorry for themselves and thinking, oh, poor me, I can't have that. But no, living simply is a mindful choice. It's a decision that we make. And once we make it, then, as I said, we are the masters of that, of life, of the things that we own. The things do not control us anymore. Earlier in the stories, I shared the story of Nasruddin, who was, remember, talking about the cow, and the man was holding the cow. But once you release the cow, what happens? The man runs after the cow. So who is actually controlling who? We think we own the cow, but once the cow runs off, we run after the cow. So I'm actually being governed by the things around us. Now, what about our thoughts? What is happening in our mind? How many things are we collecting in our mind just because we think, okay, one day I'll take my revenge, or one day I better remember this so that I can return, let's say, the bad favor. it's not really a healthy way of of living. And they actually say, right, this is another fact of life, that no two physical objects can occupy the same space at the same time. So in other words, if you have muesli in your bowl, you can't put cornflakes. If you park your car in this space, you can't park another one. If you wear this dress, you can't wear that suit. You know, no two physical objects can occupy the same space at the same time. So it's the same for our mind. If I am holding on to a lot of negativity, a lot of sorrow, a lot of pain, thoughts of revenge, hatred is a very